This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Flip, flip, flip all these burgers.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, a.k.a. the face that produces the place. Tyler Milner's in the building. And it is a huge, huge, great day here in the city of Houston, especially for the sports world. And nothing better than to hear this, Clint, after 100 games away. Yordan Alvarez, this team's best player, this team's best hitter. He's clutch. He's done it in the big moments. He didn't get off to a great start this year, but nobody doesn't have any confidence that Yordan Alvarez, if healthy, will be Yordan Alvarez. He is finally back, Clint, after 100 games, and that is huge. Before I get your thoughts, here is Joe Espada, the manager, giving his thoughts on finally having the biggest bullet that he has in the chamber for his team back in his lineup.
Getting Yordan back, huge. Not only what he means to our team and our offense, but what he means as a competitor. You know, our team just got that much better today by adding one of the best hitters in the big leagues. And we are really excited to have him back.
You added three guys at the trade deadline. Now you have Yordan. How do you think all this is, you know, going to work together? Now you're obviously a lot better lineup than you were 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, in a lineup that actually, we swung the bat really well in Baltimore. We started to slug. We started to do some things that we know that we're capable of doing, and just adding Yordan, it can get that much better.
All right, you hear him talking about the impact. Your thoughts, the impact of what Yordan Alvarez will have on this team.
Goes without saying, man, it's huge. There's no doubt about it. I mean, they didn't make the big moves at the trade deadline. They made some moves. I like the Carlos Correa move.
I think that was a big move.
I mean, okay, they made a big move in bringing Carlos Correa back. But the thought is that after the trade deadline, there were going to be guys returning from from being injured that were going to be like making a big trade or like making a big acquisition and acquiring a big free agent or something. And this is the biggest one of them all, right? Getting him back in the middle of that lineup obviously takes the lineup to a whole different level. I think he's one of very few guys in Major League Baseball that when he comes to the plate, I think opponents and pitchers actually, all pitchers actually fear him. And you put that dead in the middle of the lineup of which, again, the Correa move is obviously one. Pena is having obviously a career year at the top. Altuve is Altuve. Christian Walker seems to have turned the corner. It's like he's just continued to chop wood and seems to be swinging the bat as well as he swung it all year long right now. You got that top five or six in his lineup, man, is really solid. The bottom half, the bottom three or four hitters isn't anything to turn your nose up at when they're healthy either.
Yeah. No, it's a game changer, man. Right? Like,
started to slug.
It's like the Yankees adding Aaron Judge after 100 days out. It's like the Dodgers adding Shohei Ohtani. He is in that era of hitter. And even bigger, I would say bigger than any of them. I would put my money that Yordan Alvarez is the best clutch hitter in baseball. There is nobody, even Carlos Correa, there's nobody else that I would take at the plate in a big moment than Yordan Alvarez. He has proven it time and time again. And to bring that back into the lineup, it changes the game. And as we see him in the lineup today, I mean, he's hitting in that four spot right behind Jose Altuve. He should see a lot of fastballs. He should see a lot of pitches because you don't want to put more guys on base. This lineup looks completely different, as you alluded to. By the way, today's lineup, Peña leading off, Correa. And by the way, when Yordan was playing, Peña leading off was a completely different person than he is today. Jeremy Peña has been one of the best players in the American League all season long. He wasn't this guy leading off in front of Yordan Alvarez. But Correa obviously wasn't there earlier, and he's swinging the bat as well as anybody in the lineup. Altuve, Alvarez, as you talked about, Christian Walker could be somebody who really benefits from him. Jesus Sanchez, Caratini, Dubon, and Jacob Milton. That is the lineup today. By the way, injury front, I'll look at some of the big names. Luis Garcia scheduled to make another appearance tonight in AAA Sugarland. He should be getting close. Josh Hader is rehabbing in Houston. He has not started throwing yet. Brandon Walter, not started throwing yet. Jake Myers is another big one, Clint. He is in Houston today and will go through a full workout on the field. He is scheduled to begin a rehab assignment, AAA Sugarland, tomorrow. So those are some of the big keys and names tonight. By the way, Hunter Brown on the mound against the Rockies. Pay attention to best bets. How'd you do last night?
That'd be a perfect 3 for 3, sir.
You, man, I tried to tell him. I told him yesterday. I told the people he was going to go 3 for 3.
We got a hater.
I mean, I tried to tell you.
You did say that.
I said it repeatedly. I mean.
You're hot, man. What are we going to do? We're going to have 8 bets tonight? We're going to stick with 3. That's the number?
Yes, sir.
Slow climb.
They probably got Hunter on there 8.5 on the strikeouts. I bet they got them strikeouts high as hell.
We'll find out.
It's a lot more desirable.
It's a lot more desirable.
It's going to make an appearance.
You're going to hit that? Yeah, okay. All right, Tanner Gordon, according to Tyler, versus the Diesel. By the way, Tanner Gordon walking in here with a 7.11 ERA. So they should.
I'm getting all over this. I'm even consider upping my bet. How much room you got?
They should.
All the room.
Hell, oh, wow.
Hell, I got these floors going in. Hell, I might get in here myself.
Hey, man, let's pay for it, man.
I'm just kidding. Nah, let me not. I thought about it. No one should give an F about Aaron Judge.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint. It was cut down day for the Texans and a lot of guys. Braxton Berrios makes the roster, as well as Justin Watson makes the roster in that receiver room. We wondered if all of them would make it. I think the biggest thing to me, Clint, is when you look at the secondary. And we'll get to the other news that impacts this here in just a bit. But Miles Bryant, Damon Arnett Jr., Rush Yeast, Jalen Mills, and D'Angelo Ross, all in that secondary, Clint, they were all released. Arthur Mollett as well, who they brought over from the Ravens last year. They were all released and waived today, Clint. That, to me, is the big story. Cam Robinson and Blake Fisher start both of them on the 53-man roster, so it does look like they're going with the two backup tackles there at this point. No word. Looks like Damian Pierce has made this roster, Clint, but the secondary, to me, is the area that really jumps out.
Yeah, the secondary is the one. I mean, to me, that's the where there's still moves to be made to some degree. I mean, and maybe those moves are from within. They're just going to juggle how they use Kamari Lassiter, Jalen Petrie, one of the two corners, whether it's Tremont Smith or Jalen Smith. Like, how do you handle your cover defenders on this football team? And will that allow you to move Jalen Petrie back to a safety position potentially? Or is C.J. Gardner-Johnson closer to being healthy than we think, and he's going to be back in the first couple of weeks of the season, and they want to make sure they have room for that? Or do they have their sights set on a safety or a hybrid nickel defender, kind of like a C.J. Gardner-Johnson type that's out there that they're going to trade for, or that maybe was released and is on the streets, and they've got a pretty good feeling that they can go get that player? I don't know exactly what they're going to do, but when you look at all the secondary players, and really these are really it's the safeties and nickel, the combination of those two guys, I thought they would keep one or two of those guys. Miles Bryant, Rush Yeast would probably have been my top two picks. Neither one of them, they've all been released. So to me, it's keep an eye on Houston at that safety position of what the heck's going on there and how they handle the injuries, the off-the-field problems, along with all these cuts.
Yeah, and again, we've talked about this, Clint. They have to be looking at bringing somebody else in that's outside of this roster. There has to be somebody that they like desperately, that they want to bring in, because, I mean, you just don't roll through. I mean, right now, obviously, they have maybe, when you look at the starters, maybe the best secondary in football with Stingley, Bullock, Gardner-Johnson, Kamari Lassner, and Jalen Petrie. But, I mean, you roll through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys, and the Jimmy Ward situation, which we will update you on here in just a bit. I mean, you're going to need some extra pieces. That's just MJ Stewart is not just it in the safety spot, right? MJ Stewart is it, unless you're talking about the rookie Reed going in there, and he hasn't played a lot with injuries. They've got to be somebody else.
Well, here's the interesting part is the Texans just posted their 53-man roster.
Okay.
Defensive backs.
Did it.
Kalen Bullock, Kamari Lassiter, Jalen Petrie, Tremon Smith, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Derek Stingley Jr., MJ Stewart, Jalen Smith. The fact that C.J. Gardner-Johnson is on this list changes my perspective, my opinion, big time. Clearly, he's going to be ready to play. Clearly, they don't need to put him on any kind of injury list and lose him for a month. They believe that he's going to be back. That's your answer right there. No Reed. Reed was injured. Obviously,
so he's not. He didn't make it either.
Obviously, he's on some. He's got to be on some injured list. He was playing well, and he was a draft pick. They're not letting him hit the streets. But yeah, that's got it. C.J. Gardner-Johnson. I think the big takeaway here for the initial 53-man roster that's been posted by the Texans, this is official, is that C.J. Gardner-Johnson is on the 53 out of the gate, which again is very, very promising relative to the injury that he. That he had and the outlook around that injury when it initially happened. It looks like that was completely inaccurate, and he's going to be back sooner rather than later.
Yeah, they got three safeties on this. I mean, four, I guess, Petrie. They've got four safeties here is what they're rolling with. Bullock, Petrie, they don't really like to use as a safety, more as a nickel, and then they've got Gardner-Johnson and MJ Stewart. So, we'll see. We'll see if that's the amount they stay with. Foley Fatakasi makes this roster as well. There was some thoughts if he would stay there.
That's 10 defensive linemen. I thought they'd keep 9 defensive linemen. That's 10 defensive linemen.
I see there's no Denico Autry unless I'm making
he's got to be on some injured list.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe that's where that is. Although they said he was healthy. There's no Denico Autry right there. At this point, we can look at that coming up, but
I'll comb through it in the break. I just noticed, boys, I got an email directly from the Texans with a plethora of roster movement around on these injury lists and stuff. So we'll get a better idea.
We'll look at that.
No Harrison Bryant, the tight ends. Because there's got to be somewhere. They only kept two tight ends.
Yeah.
So there's one place that they trimmed.
5 o'clock fire.
And another reason why that secondary situation is something to watch, Clint, is because today the NFL placed Texans safety Jimmy Ward on the commissioner's exempt list, meaning that he may not practice or play or attend games while he is on the list. The only way that he can get off the list is by Commissioner Roger Goodell. I have looked at some where it is in the same ballpark of what the accusations are towards him. Guys like Greg Hardy, Kareem Hunt, close in the same ballpark, except there was video for him. And then also Jabril Peppers as well, that had domestic violence situations. And they were on from anywhere from 8 weeks to a year on the commissioner's exempt list. Obviously, Jimmy Ward's situation is different, but just kind of doing research of what has happened with guys that have had domestic violence issues on the commissioner's exempt list, that's where it is. But right now, the Texans, you know, you would think that they're probably going to expect to be without him for quite some time. I don't imagine, Clint, they're going to do anything right now with him because they don't have to, because he's on the commissioner's.
Well, they don't have to, but look, I'm going to be honest with you, Ryan. When the way you phrase that, I can't help but think, like, if Roger Goodell, if this thing doesn't turn out, after D'Amico Ryans comes out and says, look, we don't know the whole story, we don't know the true story, we don't know what happened, that leads me to believe, and you're keeping him on the team, that leads me to believe that you don't think, you know, that you think there's a good chance he's going to get off. If for some reason Roger Goodell doesn't see it that way, I got to believe that he's not going to be a Texan very long. You know what I mean? Like, this is if what D'Amico Ryans and the Texans organization is seeing and hearing and feel about the situation.
I mean, I was there about 3 weeks ago, but I mean.
Right. Well, I just got to believe. I say that to say that I got to believe that this is the Texans feel really good about Commissioner Goodell saying, hey, man, first of all, that it didn't happen the way that it's being portrayed, and that Roger Goodell is going to have no problem letting him off the list. And the Texans are going to have no problem letting him play.
No, you're right.
They feel that way, at least.
In some of those cases, the teams just – they cut them.
Yeah, right.
Right away. I know Kareem Hunt was immediately cut and then put on the list. I believe Peppers, that was his situation too. And he was cut. So, we'll see. There, right now, as of now, there are no reports that – the Texans have done anything, and as I said, I would imagine they just kind of let this play itself out with Commissioner Goodell. So that is the latest there when it comes to the Jimmy Ward situation being placed on the commissioner's exempt list. All right, coming up, this just hit the fan here the last couple of minutes. The official roster. We'll take a look at what it looks like, and as Tyler said, there is a bunch of notes and designations for certain players that aren't on the 53. We'll dive into that. Look at that coming up next right here live.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer.
and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Drive's busting this day open.
Busting wide the hell open, ain't it?
And we're telling them to bring it back.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, the Houston Texans have put out their official, as they're saying, initial 53-man roster. They have put it out, offense, defense, and special teams. With that as well, we've got an update of some guys that maybe we didn't have completely all moved on from. Clint, you asked about Harrison Bryant, the tight end that got the trade. He did get released. So they released him and Luke Lachey as well. So both of them, those tight ends are released. And when we look at the roster, they are just carrying the two tight ends. British Brooks made this roster. You thought that was a surprise. Maybe that's where they added extra in running backs, but they're carrying and only two tight ends there as well. Some of those designations, as we said, Denico Autry wasn't on that. He is on the physically unable to perform list right now. So he, Tank Dell, and Kurt Heinisch, those three are on the pub list. As we talked about it earlier, Jimmy Ward is on the commissioner's exempt list. And then Joe Mixon is on the non-football injury list as well. Irv Smith, Clint, he is on the reserve injury list, and I think that ends his season. And Jalen Reed, we talked about, wasn't on there, one of the safeties, because they seem to be thin there. He is on the reserve injured designated to return list. So there's a lot going on there with all the moves they had to make there. So it does look like there is some movement there, but they're carrying three quarterbacks because Graham Mertz made this roster. As I said, two tight ends, and Justin Watson and Braxton Berrios made that list when it comes to receivers. So Collins, Kirk, Hutchinson, Higgins, and Noel all made the initial 53-man roster. And you pointed this out, they're carrying more defensive linemen than maybe some teams usually do as well. So kind of interesting how they have this roster set up.
Let me tell you here, Big Dog, there is 0% chance that they play a game with two tight ends on the roster.
I wouldn't think so. Not as much as we've been seeing all the tight ends.
They say no.
There is a 0% chance that there is three quarterbacks on the roster and two tight ends on the roster come Sunday.
Yeah.
There is – now, I'm not saying you can't have three quarterbacks on the roster, but there ain't no way you're going into a game if you're Nick Caley and you got two tight ends. So every time you go – you're 12 personnel, a guy's playing every single snap. I don't see that happening. I think I don't know the situation with Irv Smith, but that can't be season ending, right? Hell, he just played.
Yeah, I think he broke.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, his hand, I believe.
Look, there's got to be something in the works there with that tight end, at the tight end spot, and I would bet they move and shake at that quarterback spot at some point, and Graham Mertz is not on the
Yeah, not on the active. Yeah, I wouldn't.
Well, he won't be on the active, but he won't be on the. He'll be inactive for sure.
Yeah, inactive. Yeah.
But I carrying three quarterbacks is. I would think that they would rather obviously carry another tight end. I would think they'd want to carry another interior offensive lineman at some point. Like just if you had to pick one or the other,
And like they said, it's the
talk about defensive backs. Yeah. I mean, you'd like to probably, depending on C.J. Gardner-Johnson's health, you know, you'd like to have more there. Hell, even with C.J. Gardner-Johnson, you got three safeties.
Yeah, just three safeties.
So now, yeah,
unless,
I mean,
unless you're just counting Jalen Petrie as.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I would expect to see some movement here.
Yeah.
You know, with this roster, but it's cut down day, baby.
Yeah, they had to figure out how to get to that as they said initial 53 man roster. But like you said, I think we'll probably see some movement there. One thing that we have been looking at, we talked about since yesterday, Clint, is what they're going to do in that offensive line room, and it appears that the starting offensive line, Clint, is Ariante Ursery, Lakin Tomlinson, Jake Andrews, Ed Ingram, and then Titus Howard as the tackles, which means Blake Fisher and Cam Robinson, who are on this initial 53-man roster, are both on this team as backup tackles. We heard rumored that there's a potential trade market that the Texans are looking at when it comes to Cam Robinson. Are you a bit surprised right now that both of those guys have made this roster?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I'm surprised that Blake Fisher and Cam Robinson have made this roster, and the surprise comes with saying they're both backups.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, one guy played so poorly that they had to move Titus Howard. They had to abort the mission of Titus Howard playing inside. They had to move him outside to save the ship. Right. And then Ariante Ursery, a rookie that's never taken an NFL snap, his first time in training camp, played well enough to what I think is going to be upseat Cam Robinson, a $12 to $14 million tackle that you signed to replace Laremy Tunsil. So yeah, and we'll see. There's still 2 weeks of preparation, and maybe they shuffle the deck again, and somehow Cam Robinson ends up starting. But I don't see it. I see Ursery starting at left tackle and Titus Howard starting at right tackle. And
I mean, they've got to be hunting a trade for Cam Robinson.
Got to be.
Yeah.
You got to be. I mean, you know, tight end, the tight end deal. I mean, yeah. you could use a tight end. You back to the safety situation.
Secondary, yeah.
You could use a safety there. You know, they're carrying 10 defensive linemen. That seems rich. You're carrying extra tackles. That seems rich. They kept an additional wide receiver. Like, what did they do? They kept one more wide receiver than we thought with Justin Watson. That seems rich.
It's really about the 69.
So, yeah, there's
five running backs as well.
Yeah. So that's interesting. We'll see how they move and shake here.
Yeah.
But I definitely think the Cam Robinson thing, to your point, your question, I think the Cam Robinson thing is definitely still alive in terms of a potential trade.
Yeah, you don't get $12 million backups. I don't know.
I mean, he better save it.
A quarterback.
He better step in. If somebody gets injured, step in and play lights out late in a monster game to get that value, right?
Yeah, I guess. I think Nick is to me, that's probably one of the places you can see a shift and a move there is that tackle spot. When you hear Adam Schefter at the start of the day putting that out, he got that information. When you hear him putting that out initially, there's probably something there. That's going to be one to watch. Like, I don't necessarily think, Clint, it's a blunder. Clearly, you don't plan on having your $12 million backup, your tackle as a backup. But you do understand, like, hey, we were in such a tough spot at the offensive line position. Let's try to get answers in here. And, hell, if we go overboard, we'd rather go overboard than to be in a situation where we are struggling to find something. So they got 80 tackles, and it worked itself out. I think Cam Robinson is probably leaving – this team are not a starter more because of what Ursery did than anything he did. Because, hell, we didn't see him enough, right? He didn't even play enough to make a determination, and this has to be because of Ursery and not. Now, again, especially after this year, Clint, because Will Anderson's going to get new money, C.J. Stroud's going to get new money. You don't want to make it a practice of just bringing in $12 million players and then not using him and having to trade him and eat some of it because money's going to be a lot tighter when those two guys, you know, get on the books. But I don't mind the thought of, hey, this thing was so bad,
we had to throw resources at it, yeah, and then figure it out later.
I have a hard time looking at this. I'd like to give them credit for that, but I have a hard time looking.
I don't love it. I don't love it.
My point though is not that like if it's just, hey, the result of what all went down is not terrible. We can live with it, like you said. Okay, but like I didn't view them as, we're going to sign Cam Robinson and we're going to draft a left tackle and this guy's going to be able to play early and Tytus Howard's going to move to tackle from guard and we're just going to be overloaded on tackle and that's how we're going to fix this thing. Like that's where they landed. That's where they landed and it's not terrible, but you know, I would have rather them spent money and or drafted at the interior offensive line position and ended up here, but yeah, it's going to be interesting, Ron, to see how this thing plays out.
No, this was not plan A. Plan A involved Tytus Howard being inside as one of the answers inside.
Correct.
And Cam being an answer outside.
And but, you're hoping and praying that Ariante Ursary
or Blake Fisher
can play. Yeah, they didn't plan on Blake Fisher pissing down his leg, but at the same time, your draft pick saved you.
Yeah, and their draft pick, like to me, their thought would be, boy, it'd have been great if Ursary's on the right side and Tytus is on the inside and Cam Robinson's on the other side. But I think Tytus and Ursary were so good on the outside, they couldn't in their mind, which I think is a good move. But
I think first you got your two deep tackles. I don't there's zero reason to be concerned, assuming they stay as they are. Now you're at a spot where that interior line is got real potential to continue to be a problem.
Or also for them, Blake Fisher's a step away from jumping into. So the debt part is that, but I don't know. I mean, God, he played in big games last year.
I mean Blake Fisher's two tackle injuries away from playing.
Is it two? Yeah, he probably is two.
It's going to take, well, he's played, it's going to take two guys going down for him to play.
I don't know, man. Unless it's one of the tackles. Like if it's Ursary or it's...
If Ursary goes down, Cam steps in. If Tytus goes down, Ursary
well,
goes
Cam
over,
right now. Cam right now. I'm operating. I don't believe Cam is going to be on this roster. I just don't think they're going to have a $12 million backup.
We'll see.
I could be wrong. That doesn't sound like the way it goes. All right, T-Mill's best bets coming up. As well as getting you ready for the return of the big fella, Yordan Alvarez. He is back. We'll do all of that as we continue right here live on the...
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday. Our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. We'll do T-Mill's best bets coming up in just a second. As someone texted in, John said, haven't heard you guys cover how many running backs they kept. They kept five. They decided to keep five running backs, Nick Chubb, Woody Marks, Damian Pierce, Dare Ogunbowale, and then British Brooks makes this roster. So they kept five, John. Kept five, guys. Coming up behind us, remember, as we continue, and I'm sure the fellas will continue things rolling as well. John Harris, I saw him walking through here. He'll be live in studio to discuss this roster, the final roster hits, and nobody, and I mean nobody, knows these players. And Hill really knows how D'Amico and Nick view and see things as well as John Harris. So stay tuned for that. Hill, you can maybe probably can call in tonight to talk to John Harris and get some questions answered. So that's coming up right behind us. And then Area 45, they are going to be back live, the best damn sports show in all of Houston after dark, baby. Late night now. There you go. Sean Bajani, leader in the clubhouse when it comes to the fastest mile, apparently, according to the people in at Sports Radio 610. Patrick Creighton and Chris Santiago, they have that coming up as well. As we said, T-Mill's best bets coming up here in a few minutes. Clint, someone text in, give him credit for the draft pick. Great draft pick. I mean, I think I did. I think that's... I believe the reason
that's the guy starting at left tackle. The hell else you want, man?
As we said, man, I think the reason Cam is playing is due or is not playing and is getting shot is due to Ariante Urshery impressing them so much that he got Wally Pitt. He did, and that they feel like we need to go there because. Cam Robinson, and I'm sure he's probably thinking this to himself. Well, damn, man, I didn't even give enough a shot to play my spot.
But, look, the tackle position and the way they addressed, you know, retooling the offensive line from the outside in has landed them in a spot in a really, really good spot. I'm not even as low on Blake Fisher. I've never been as low on Blake Fisher as everybody else is. I'm lower than I started training camp with because he hadn't had a good camp. But, again, I'm just of the belief that if you're going to fix your offensive line, I agree with what D'Amico Ryan said following the last football game of the season last year when he said you got to fix it from the inside out. And if you're asking my opinion on this offensive line, I feel pretty confident, especially knowing Cam Robinson is on this team, whether he's a starter or a backup. I feel pretty confident about the edges. I feel pretty confident that Nick Caley's going to be able to, if any of the tackles struggle, Nick Caley's going to be able to scheme up and help those guys with tight ends or running backs or formationally or, you know, with some chips or with some different scheme. They'll be fine. You know, again, after a rough season protecting the quarterback, the head coach gets up there and says, we've got to fix this offensive line from the inside out. And that is Laken Tomlinson, Jake Andrews, who was cut by New England, and Ed Ingram, who they couldn't get up out of Minnesota quick enough because they had a pass protection problem.
Yeah.
And that's where Juice Scruggs, who didn't play well last year here on the inside. So that's where we landed. That is again a pain point for me. I could be dead wrong. Ed Ingram goes out there and balls. Jake Andrews goes out there and balls. Great. But as we break down this roster, I think it starts with the offensive line. And in my opinion, anybody that doesn't have concerns about the interior offensive line is lying to you.
Yeah. No,
No, the interior part is, I just don't believe that was on anybody's bingo card that would be the threesome.
I mean, look, you
but it may win, but yeah, it doesn't mean
you,
it is
you
it's
spent
wrong,
the most
but.
Money at tackle, and you spent your most premium draft pick that you used on an O-lineman on a tackle. And that has worked out. That has bared fruit and put you in a really good position on the edges. Now we're sitting right back in the same position of we're hoping guys that didn't cost much, that weren't wanted elsewhere, can fit in here and be the fix to a problem at the interior offensive line. That's just the route that they've taken. That's just the reality of it. I mean, I'm not dog cussing anybody for it. That's just really the reality of where you are with the Texans. Andrews and Ed Ingram better work at center and right guard.
And Lincoln. And Lincoln Tomlinson.
You throw him in there too if you'd like. I feel like D'Amico and I feel like I feel like they're a little more confident in that. I feel like the other stuff is.
I hear you. I just think that triangle was the thing to fix.
No question. I agree wholeheartedly.
Again, as I said, for me personally, and many of you, I believe, also feel this way. That was not on your bingo card. That's not when that ended. When, as Clint said, we got to fix this sucker from the inside out. That trio was not on your bingo card. So we will see. With Juice Scruggs as the number one backup behind it. Ember Patterson. All right. Also, stay tuned, man. Tomorrow, 9:00, right, Tyler, on Payne and Pendergast. Nick Caserio will have his press conference, and the fellows will carry that live. So make sure you listen as the general manager will speak after all of these roster moves have been made. And who knows? We'll see if there are any other moves that are made.
No way they're done. I don't know if it happens before he speaks tomorrow, but there's no
way
they're
done. Is Caserio ever?
No, man. He's always banging it out.
Man's out there grinding.
All right, let's get to you, Tyler. Let's get best bets. He went 3-for-3 last night. Let's see if he can pull off another 3-for-3. Let's hear. What's the best bet?
That's right. Perfection's a solid way to start any week, but why stop now? Three mo. One of them is Astros related. I'm gonna give you the other two first for these best bets on a Tuesday. First, I got the Cardinals. St. Louis Cardinals minus 1.5 at really great odds. Plus 155 is what I got it at for minus 1.5 as they are hosting the lowly Pirates in St. Louis tonight. Next, I'm on an under. It's a big number for one crappy team and one very good team, but I'll also like the pigeon matchup. Tigers at Athletics under 11 runs tonight at minus 110 odds. We hit an under just like that one last night. Hunter Brown's your one Astros bet for this evening. The day's soul. And you were guessing what this strikeout number was going to be at, Ron, earlier in the show. And I would have normally been right there with you, but these fools got Hunter Brown at over under 6.5 strikeouts against the crap-ass Rockies at odds that are great, minus 130. If I saw 6.5, I would have expected 160, 165 even maybe. Minus 130, Hunter Brown over 6.5 Ks because the Rockies suck. Those are your three best bets.
There you go. Three best bets right there. We've been talking about in the second half, taking the Rockies. I thought taking anything against the Rockies. I wondered if you would slip in some stuff with Jordan.
I need,
given that I think I just saw the Rockies strike out, the only team that strikes out more than them is the Angels. So I think I'm going to jump on there with you, man. I think I'm going to jump on that Hunter Brown with you.
I think I'm going to jump too. I think I'm going to jump up. Because, Tyler, I need my damn music. Tyler!
Don't tease me.
Give it to me right now! I need my damn
music! I've been waiting for this! Better deliver!
I need it! Come on, Jack! Yeah! It's been a while! We made promises when the big fella gets in, the other big fella's gonna get up and give you these lineups. Here we are as the Houston Astros will be live at the Daikin, and they will face off against the worst team in baseball. Here is your starting lineup. Batting first, leading off, and playing shortstop, he is the penny dropper. And listen, ladies, he likes mature ones too. He likes a real woman. He don't just take the thongs. He'll take the bloomers. He'll take all the big draws. All of them. Come on in and throw them damn draws right on the field. Jeremy Pena.
It's a panty dropper.
Batting second. It's been a while, baby.
I know his mama named him Carlos. I know his daddy named him Carlos. But damn it, right here, we call him Los Correa. And he is batting second and playing third. And the designated hitter hitting third. He may be 5'6", but he carries the big stick. Jose Altuve. And the man that got us here, batting cleanup. You know he stays in them big fofos. I love it when you call me Big Papa. They said I love it when you call me Big Papa. The big fella's back, Yordan Alvarez.
He's big as hell.
And batting fifth, the very pristine, the real cowboy of them all, the first baseman, Christian Walker. He's turning it on, though. He is really coming on. I give it to Christian. He's coming on. And batting sixth, the boy's name is Jesus. And you know who that is? That's Lazaro and Martinez boy. There he is, Jesus Sanchez. And batting seventh, the second baseman. And by the way, batting seventh is not the second baseman. It is the catcher. I'm sorry, the Italian stallion, Victor Caratini. I know he's not Italian, but damn it, Caratini feels Italian. I'm sorry. And batting eighth, the second baseman. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Nah, it's Doobie. It's Doobie.
Really, really happy.
Mauricio Dubon. And batting ninth in center field, Jacob Miller. That is your starting lineups. The Astros will take on the worst team in baseball. The Diesel Hunter Brown on the mound. Go get a W at the Daikin, and we will talk about it tomorrow. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron. The show is always Houston. We love you, baby. Tyler's knee gives him problems.
I got a bad knee, but I can tell you just out of sheer will. There's at least...
There's
no, no,
guy.
Not you. You probably got me. You got sweet feet. But there's at least two in my mind that there is no way in hell I'm letting beat me. No matter how bad my knee is. Henry Jackson Lopez.
No, I'll quit my job if Patrick Creighton beat me.
Okay, he's pulling up the tail, no question about it.
Tyler, I love you too, man. You so H-Town.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.